for being so merciful. Without you, we can't do nothing. Thank you for this gathering. We pray to God that you'll bless every soul present. Pray that the word will rightly be divided and every soul will be blessed. Bless married couples and those who are not married. We pray to God that every soul will be blessed. And I'm relying upon thee for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I can't do nothing without you. And you got the glory, the honor, and the praise in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus. Let us all say amen.
Amen.
And like I was saying, it's a lot of time we peep in at other married couples. I'm just talking for some more, get to keep walking in, and for at other married couples, and we get to basing a lot of things about what we see, and you feel like you can do it better. But you never been married. You feel like mine won't be like this because you never been married. And sometimes you just ain't gonna never experience it until you get into it. You just can't talk it and experience it and feel within yourself. You've got to get in it. You got to get in it. Just like that, a couple was having problems. They called the pastor. The pastor came to their house. They were sitting in front of a fireplace, and there was a cat, and there was a dog sitting side by, laying side by side. The man, the husband said, "Look at that. A cat and a dog can lay side by side with no problem. And here, me and my wife can't get along. And we Christians." The pastor replied, "Time together." Y'all ain't got it yet. See, mess don't start till they tie. Long as your coat is all right. Every time you see him, honey, darling, sugar, hooked together, that's when hell starts. I mean it. I'm not trying to discourage nobody now. Now, I told you the problem about marriage now. But I'm just telling you just like it is. It ain't no idea of marriage. I'm telling you right now. There ain't no marriage that you already don't sanitize in your mind just the way it's going to be. It ain't going to be like that. I'm telling you that right now. Are you trying to fool yourself? I ain't going to fool you. I'm married. I've been married 40 years. I ought to know something about marriage. So I'm just letting you know, ain't no idea of marriage. That's what happened. We already sanitized. This the way it's going to be. It ain't going to be just like that. I'm telling you that right now. It ain't going to be just like that. You're going to be disappointed. It's a lot of adjustment when you get married. I mean, your whole lifestyle just about going to change. Just about. Your whole lifestyle going to change. Just about. But the thing about, we don't want to change that lifestyle. And if you don't want, I told you on last night, if you don't want to change that lifestyle, you might well not get married.
Amen.
I mean that. And some folks can't take it. They just can't take it. They got to do what they've been doing all the time. And that's where the conflict come in right there. You got to be ready to give in. Get rid of self. I told y'all in there, right? Get some me out the way. Get some I out the way and my out the way. You got to get rid of that self. And that means Jesus said, "I come to get rid of self," in a sense. I come to give you all life, but before you get it, you got to give yourself over to me and have some me in you. And when you have some me in you, you can put up with folks. And that one of the fruits of the Spirit, long suffering and patient. We can't put up with one another. And a lot of time we've been on train a man, been with a man 10 years, and he just about been getting your hell, but you've been there. You've been there. He's getting your hell. You've been there with him. You don't toil with him. He's just about on the verge of a turn, but you don't know that. You've been putting up with him, you've been praying, and you've been treating him right. But what done happened now? You don't got tired. I just can't go no further, Lord. I'm going to get a divorce. The time you get a divorce, you're gone. All right, a couple of years, he get married. Now he got a wife, or come to church and got saved, and wasn't the best husband in the world. Watch it now. But look, see, if you had to hold out a little while longer, a little while longer. You train it. You train it for somebody else. That's right. You took all them restless nights. See, you took all that stuff, see. But sometimes we can't wait. We can't have patience. Now, let me throw this in right now before I forget it. Come on, I had it on the paper. Now, I tell anybody, if a man beating on you, don't you stay with him. I'm going to say it again. If a man beating on you, don't you take it. Man ain't got to beat on you. If he tired of you, let him go. I mean, he'll just let you go. Beating on you. You ain't no punching bag. Don't take that now. If a man don't want to work, leave him. Amen. All right, hey, I mean that. See, that ain't on the paper. I'm throwing it in free, see that? I mean that. Don't say with no man don't want to work. That man's supposed to take care of you. If some reason or circumstances that he can't, we understand that. I'm talking about he's supposed to take care of you. He wanted to be the man of the house, and the Bible said he is the man of the house. And if he don't want to take care of you, honey, don't stay with him. Now, that's just going in free. Because we got a lot of men, they beat on their wives, and you stay there and get beat on. Don't stay and get beat on. Now, a lot of times, you can go through some things. Now, if he bring his money home some, you know, and all that getting kind of paying the bills, and he ain't acting right sometimes, you can kind of put up with something like that. Don't leave so fast. Put him in the hands of the Lord. And we got stripped there. Now, we're going to get to that. But we got to put him in the hands of the Lord and pray and do what God said do. And when you do it like God said do, I guarantee you, God's going to fight your battle. Amen. God can't lie, but we can't trust God. We can't take nothing. Look what Jesus took. See, you the one chose him. You the one got it. So you just got to put up with it. So you can hang around there with him a good while, you know. And if he ain't doing that, if he paying the bills, no, hey, go hang in there. Maybe be acting right. Maybe have a little, call himself, have a little side kick on the side. A little darling on the side, but. Hey, now, I ain't telling you to take that. If you want to leave, hit the road now. I'm just saying, I ain't telling you to take that. But, you know, but I'm just saying, you know, he taking care of the bills. Look at me, I better stay there. The men, they ain't getting you no out. Now, you don't care yourself nowhere. Amen. Now, that's number one. Now.
Amen.
I'm just trying to help some of these women out.
Amen.
That's all. You don't care yourself nowhere. Hey, you ain't got no life to go out and get no other woman now, okay?
Yeah.
Hey, that mean that. Oh, Lord, I don't blame no women. You going out and missing all these women, and then you got AIDS coming back home. But if you put up with him, that's what I'm talking about. If you want to put up with him, because that's a good something to say, I want divorce. When he's not true to you, or she's not true to you, that's a good way out. If not, I mean that.
Amen.
See, having another woman, having another man, we call that adultery.
Amen.
Put away. Put him away. Now, if you want to put up with it, that's your business. Ain't nobody else got nothing to do with it.
Amen.
I mean that now. If you want to put that, see, God will fight your battle.
Amen.
See, now you tell God about it, what God's going to do, God's going to work on him. And when God gets through working on him, you just do your job. When God gets through working on him, he going to start to work on him. He said, Lord, send him back home. He's coming back home some way or another. I mean it now. You're going to come in crawling or running or whatever. I know that sounds funny, but buddy, it works.
Yeah.
It works. God knows it works. When you do what the law said do, it works. And just what happened when I was married, we don't want to do what he said.
Amen.
We can't take it. And a lot of adjustments when you come down to a new relationship in marriage. I mean that. Everybody have a booklet? Now, before we stopped off, we're gonna start off, but we're going up a little above the fourth page. We're on the fourth page. We got the last half of that part where we stopped off on last night before I get to that. Now, Now, let me tell y'all that my purpose now, because we're going to deal with that a lot. I don't want y'all to think, I don't want the women to think I'm on somebody's side here. God knows I'm not. I wasn't there. I wasn't there. I want y'all to understand this. I'm just here to tell you what God said. Now, what this seminar is really all about, or what this purpose for this seminar, what the real purpose are we bringing this seminar? This little booklet. I got some things down here you just need to know tonight that came in my mind this evening. This little booklet is to try to put the Christian family members back in their proper Bible places. I'm going to say that again. This seminar, or this booklet, is to try to put the Christian family members back in their proper Bible places. That's what it's all about. All right? It was God who put each family member in the place where he want them to be. Y'all agree with me? That sound, you can do it with that, see. I said it was God, not man, not Satan. It was God who put each family member where he want them to be in the family. It was God done that. It was God done that. Adam didn't have nothing to do with it. Not a thing in the world. He placed the woman, he placed the man, he placed the child just where he wanted. Already doing. Nobody had nothing to do with it but God. Now, who can improve on what God done done? Think about it now. Something to think about, ain't it? Who can really improve on what God have done already? Man had nothing to do with it. Satan had nothing to do with it. God fixed it just like he wanted. And we get up and say, Lord, who the head of my life? When he the head of your life, you doing just what he said. Oh, that must. So now, I'm not here sighing because I'm a man. I'm telling you what God said, okay? Ain't that fair enough, y'all? Fair enough. Keep doing but that. Fair enough. What God said. And I got Bible to back me up. And when you got Bible to back you up, you ought to be ashamed. You ought to be afraid. It's going to be up to you to do what God said. Everybody got their own choice to do what God said or to do what man said or Satan said. And that's the only way God can solve any problem when you start obeying him. Amen. You'll never get it solved until you obey God's word. Yeah. Yeah. And all these things, folks saying some good things about marriage. Folks come up with all kinds of good things. But when they get through and look at it, they just done left the word of God. Amen. It's going to be up to us. We can hear all these good things. Just like to hear about them. Just hear about them. Just tell me about them. Just tell everybody. Now, first of all, I don't know how you being treated at home. I don't know what happening at your house. But I do know this. If you play your part, what Christ told you to do, he'll fight your battle. I mean that. He'll fight your battle. Because all of us got to stand for ourselves. If you're not treating your wife right, you've got to stand before God. If you're not treating your husband right, you've got to stand before God. If you've got to treat your children right, you've got to stand before God. Amen. That way that thing would. Right. That way it would. Although we become one, but yet still, when it comes down to God, we individual. In a sense of, I'm got to stand for myself. Now, y'all got that? So I'm not inside with nobody. Now, we stop that. We're on page 4 now. We let that last, where it said, where God said, what God said about marriage and the Christian family. Now, y'all see where Genesis 3, 16, 1 Corinthians 11, 3 to 16, y'all see that? Now, that's what I want to start right there. Yeah, we won't start right there. Now, hear God now. God finna start putting man in his place and woman in her place. I mean it. He hasn't changed it yet. He still got the same thing going on. Okay? Everybody got it now? We're gonna turn to 1 Corinthians 11 chapter. 1 Corinthians 11 chapter. Beginning at the 3rd verse. If you have any children, won't we talk to them tomorrow, bring them tomorrow night. Children night. Then we're going on through Friday tonight. But I'm quite sure we ain't gonna get through tonight on what I want to talk to you about. Okay? Come on, Sister Cook. Start reading for me, please. Yeah, 1 Corinthians. No, I'll read King James Version first. Okay. Come on.
But I would have you know that the head of every man...
You can get the mic for me, baby. Yes. There you go.
But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ.
Yeah.
And the head of the woman is the man. And the head of Christ is God.
Now, y'all see that? Now, who's saying this? Huh? Well, I know he's saying Paul. Hey, they're going to say the law saying this. I don't know why. Sometimes we look at it. Paul said that. God didn't say that. Hey, all scriptures are given by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. If you don't believe this, you don't believe none of it. You can't pick out Jesus talking now. Hey, the Holy Ghost, that's Jesus too, ain't it? That's what we got to understand. We pick out what we want to pick out. Something we don't want to agree with. Jesus didn't say that. But when you get up talking about it, Paul, the Bible said, you know, hey, all of you believe part of it or none at all.
Amen.
I mean, all of it or none at all.
Amen.
God saying this. The Holy Spirit is using Paul. Now look, go back to Genesis now. Don't get crossed up. Go back to Genesis. I told you on last night, man shall be ruler over you. Didn't the Bible say that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, didn't he say that in Genesis?
Amen.
We read it last night.
Amen.
God said that. Now, how can we change it? He never changed it yet. In this 21st century, it's still the same thing. I know you don't want to agree with it, but it's still the same thing. Oh, that must be. I just want y'all to believe the word. That's all. Do what the word said. That's when God can bless you. Man leading a lot of folks now. Not God, but man. They got the word, but they do what they want to do. All right? Come on, sister. The 6th verse.
For if the woman be not covered, let her also be shorn. But if it be a shame for a woman to be shorn or shaven, let her be covered.
Read on. Let's keep on.
For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image and glory of God, but the woman is the glory of the man.
Y'all see that? Do y'all believe that? See, we the glory of God. See, when the Bible says, let us make men. He said, let us make who? Man. One individual. The image and the glory of God. Right there. This one. Notice, though, the glory of the man is who?
The woman.
She the expression of the man. She came out of the man. And God, listen. I told y'all, I got them a book. We're fighting over authority. And this is where the problem is. Fighting over authority. Everybody wants to be the boss now. God always been an orderly God. God made a big old world and put one man over it.
Amen.
Somebody got to always be over somebody.
Amen.
He got it like that in the house. He got it like that in the church.
Amen.
Folks just don't like to agree with God. I don't like it. That really changed in Bibles now. See, man come later, the woman comes from the man. She's not stronger than a man. And that woman, and some theologians, they said the woman, in a sense, can come from a root word, mean to be soft. I told y'all last night, who want a hard woman?
Amen.
So now, the glory. Now, a woman is a man's glory. That's his glory. Anything that my glory, I'm supposed to protect it. I cherish it. This is my glory. It's just like a big old diamond ring I don't found. Hey, I'm going to keep this, boy. I'm going to watch over. I'm going to keep it a safe. It's my glory. If anything can get next to a man, it's his who? Glory. It's my glory. I'm going to protect this. God put you there for me to protect you. Because this is my glory. Now, watch this. I want you all to look at this just like this now. Now, if somebody give you I'm going to say that because they'll spin it. But oh, damn, nice. And believe something that you really care for. I mean, you really cherish this thing here. Ain't you going to protect it?
Amen.
Now, ain't you going to do that?
Amen.
That's common sense. That's normal. Mm-hmm. You going to protect it. We supposed to protect a woman. We supposed to cherish a woman. This is my glory. I'm going to watch over it all the time. I ain't going to let nobody bother it. If you want to make a man mad, mess with his woman.
Amen.
That's his glory.
Amen.
A man will shoot you quick by his glory.
Amen.
Y'all get my point, don't you? I'm trying to set you up here now, see. That's the glory.
Amen.
You came from the man. That's when we crave at you. This is my other part.
Yes, sir.
Y'all got me? God got you out of me.
All right.
I crave for some more of me over there.
All right.
Lord have mercy. Y'all get my point?
Yes,
sir. You got some me in you.
Amen.
Your glory. Man, that's your glory. Come on, read on. I can talk on that so long, but time flies so fast. Come on.
For a man indeed ought to cover his head. Oh, I read that.
Okay.
For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man.
Y'all hear what's in that? What is in that? For the man is not of the woman, but the woman what?
Of the man.
You came out of us.
No.
Is the Bible saying this now? Read on.
For this cause ought the woman to have power on her head because of the angels.
Uh-huh. See, now the power on her head, talking about her head, the man, the angels, when you don't respect your head, the angel don't even be satisfied. That's right. You're right. The angels are not certified. When you don't respect your head is your husband. The angels are not certified. You just recognize what God done.
Yes, sir. We need to my Lord.
Your angel that watch over you, he's not certified when you don't respect your head. Oh, that's Bible, boy. Ain't no but Bible. Read on, sister.
Nevertheless, neither is the man without the woman. neither the woman without the man in the Lord.
In the Lord. Listen now. Watch it now. Man, woman came out of the man. All right? When the woman came out, now we need both of us to get some more men. We got to meet with the woman. Y'all get that next week, somebody. Can't no more. Hey, baby, it's got to come through the woman. That way we can do without one another to keep God programming, playing, going.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We are one another. Oh, boy. Read on, sister.
For as the woman is of the man, even so is the man also by the woman.
By the woman, same.
All things of God.
See, I was birthed in the world of the woman. And the man, the woman of the man, and the man of the woman. Y'all got it now? The woman came out of the man, and now God don't fix it where the man come out of the woman.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Read on.
Judge in yourselves. Is it calmly that a woman prayed unto God uncovered?
All right, now watch this.
Doth not even nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it is a shame unto him?
Now what Paul did with religion, what he's saying, your hair cover your head. All right, but when you get in the church praying and talking to God, you still don't have something over your head, what Paul's saying. For religion. Because you're not your own head. Before I go to the read on. We're talking about spinning out. But you can understand what I'm saying. Come on, read on.
But if a woman have long hair, it is a glory to her. For her hair is given her for a covering.
Notice that. Her hair is what?
Given her for a covering.
Say it again.
Given her for a covering.
Say it again.
Given her for a covering.
One more time.
Given her for a covering.
Your hair is not to make you look pretty. Men got long hair. They ain't pretty. The Bible just said right there. It just told you exactly what it's for. It's to cover up your head to remind you that you're not the head. To remind you, and anytime you refuse to recognize it, you go against God.
Amen.
Ain't that right, Light? Yeah.
Amen.
Lord, I know I'm getting in trouble, but y'all head know, y'all, you know me, I don't play. Now, watch this. When a woman cut her hair, all she said, I refuse to do what you said.
Amen.
I refuse to recognize what God done said in the word. I ain't think about you, God. I do what I want to do. I got my own head. You not recognize your own husband when you cut your hair. I know I'm telling the truth. I know I'm telling the truth. You ain't recognize your own husband. These women getting bald headed. I mean bald. You might as well go and shave your head, he said. Your hair ain't gonna make you pretty, but it reminds you you got a head over you.
Amen.
Amen. All right. All right. The lady was in Sunday school class there, teacher meeting. She was bringing a lesson. She said, you know, wiping how Mary wiped the feet of Jesus with her hair. And she said, I bet the women won't do that today. I said, no, because they ain't got no. Ain't got no. That's what your hair for? That's your glory. Your hair is your glory. Your hair is your glory. And when you cut it off, you say, I'm not recognized what God done said.
Amen.
I don't even recognize my head.
Amen.
Read the Amplified for me. No. Now, that's the next verse. It's the custom. Paul said, this is the custom. Hey, ain't no more custom like this. Hey, this is church custom. Custom here. They don't read that. And now, this is the Amplified. Watch the Amplified. Read the Amplified. And she reading out another Bible here now, okay?
But I want you to know and realize that Christ is the head of every man. The head of a woman is her husband, and the head of Christ is God. Any man who prays, skip that to the sixth verse.
Let's read all of it.
Any man who prays or prophesies, that is, teaches, refutes, reproves, admonishes, and comforts with his head covered, dishonors his head, Christ. And any woman who publicly prays or prophesies, teaches, refutes, reproves, admonishes, or comforts, when she is bareheaded, dishonors her head, her husband. It is the same as if her head were shaved.
Y'all see that? Y'all see what it said? It's the same as if her head what? Was shaved. Read on.
For if a woman will not wear a head covering, when she should cut off her hair too, then she should cut off her hair too. But if it is disgraceful for a woman to have her head shorn or shaven, let her cover her head. For a man ought not to wear anything on his head in church, for he is the image and reflected glory of God.
Y'all see that? See, you know what that means? We pull off our hat when we come in here. And when Mason gets to sit up here with his hat on, he disrecognized what God done said. That means I don't have it here. See, I don't care if Mason's coming here, I don't care if 10 degrees or whatever degree it is. He ain't coming here with his hat on and sit up here. If I can pull mine off, he's going to pull his off. His Mason and Eastern Star stop right at that door. They don't run nothing in here. That's what it makes him stop right there. Right there at that door. He don't run nothing in here. See, the Holy Spirit run this in here. He ain't gonna serve him with no hat on. Just get a hammer, get a gab and hit and everybody stand. And I said, stand, you want to.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I'm just throwing it in free. You ain't got payment for this. Nah. First of all, it ain't nothing but graveyard stuff. That's all Mason and Eastern Stars is just dead. Ain't no life in it nowhere. That means they don't perform it here. I said, take it to the graveyard. That's where it ought to be because it's dead. Ain't no life in it. Jesus ain't said nothing about it. Just a little mild game that folks got. Ain't no straight knock. You've been born again. You love everybody. Jesus ain't got no secret disciples. Ain't nowhere in the Bible. See, what bothered me, they try to put in the church. They try to lay it on the foundation. Paul said they can't lay on this foundation. And a lot of folks so faithful out there to Mason and Mason Star is just working in vain. You can't carry the heaven with you. Ain't no saving power nowhere in it. Jesus ain't in it nowhere. His name means public. Everybody know his name. You ain't got nothing to hide. I help certain folks. That's my sister. If you've been born again, everybody ought to be your sister. And what bothered me, what pastor, look, nearsighted pastor. I mean that. That's all it is, nearsighted pastor. The devil suck them in. That's what he's trying to do. They give him, make all this emotion stuff and got the pastor. See, he already got the pastor. If he got the pastor, he got the whole congregation. They'll make him whisper master quick. That ain't nothing but a bunch of junk. I said, boldly, I put on the radio, it's dead. It ain't got to do nothing with y'all. That's mean I said, take it to the graveyard. That's where it ought to be. We can't perform here. I said, no, sir. I said, take it out of the way there, folks. Yeah. Taking up all that time over fumes and fancy. All right. I'm going to sit up with his head on like he's sick. Come on, sister. Lord have mercy. Read on.
That is, his function of government reflects the majesty of the divine rule.
Hey, the function of what? Government. See, the glory of God is the function of man, of God's government. See, God doesn't know that he put us in the government charge. We over y'all. Don't get mad with me. We over y'all. Even in church. We over y'all. Listen. A woman is not to do nothing with church without the authority of a man.
Amen.
That's what he's talking about. Not a thing. What God look like calling my wife, come by my house and holler, Sister Walker, follow me and preach. No, he ain't going to do that. He's going against his own plan. He ain't going to take the authority back from me and give it to my wife. I'm talking about authority. We're dealing with authority now. God ain't going against his own plan. God ain't going to let me be a pastor, let my wife be the boss here, and I'm the boss at home. That ain't none of God. Why not treat God like that? Because everybody's fighting for power. There's nowhere in the New Testament where Jesus commissioned a woman to go preach. Authority. Because we don't broke up from home. That's what we don't put in. It breaks up home. You can't take care of your husband. I've got to go preach. Well, your husband got to be, you got to feed him. You got children at home. Take care of them. God told you, keep yourself at home and take care of your family. Oh, Lord, help me. When you let a, hey, watch this. Y'all in agreement, that's your business, but watch this. Watch this. All of us are to proclaim the gospel. If you've been born again, you proclaim the gospel. But what the woman wants, she wants the title. If she go without the title, she ain't got the power. She wants the authority. She wants to be over the man. And God ain't got that in his word. She just wants the title. Give me the title. If I got the title, I can tell that deacon, set yourself down. The woman at the well, when that woman got that water, Jesus didn't tell her to go nowhere. It was in there. When she got that water, Jesus said, go down there now and preach to them and tell them to come on. That woman just took off. But our problem, women, see, it's good. Hey, you can teach. You're supposed to teach. But watch this. Our problem, if we had, in the 20th century, if Jesus said, you got water, but give him a license. Give him a license before I go. I'm going to give him a license. They fighting for the title. They can't go without the title. If they go without the title, they leave the authority behind.
Yes, sir.
God ain't took that from that man. Oh, how much? Now watch this. Now here, Brother Law here told him to rule his house well, didn't it? To be a deacon, got to do what? Rule his house well. He said, wife, rule your house well. He said, what? Man rule your house. He can't take care of the house of God if you're doing it to his own house. All right, now he ruled his house well. All right, his wife is submitted unto him. But now you got a woman pastor at the church.
Come on.
Nah. Would you think God would be fair with us? He telling him to take care of his house and got a woman pastor when he gets here and sit down and come in.
All right now. What you say,
preacher? That ain't none of God.
You're right, Reverend. You're right.
I don't care what they're doing. That is not God. God hasn't changed his word yet.
Amen.
Woman still under the man.
Amen.
It's all through the Bible. See, a lot of pastors just scared to tell y'all. And some just don't know no better.
Amen.
I'm just crazy enough if Jesus said, I'll say it. Because I don't find out when you tell the truth in that way he already said, they're going to hate you.
Amen.
But I don't find out what I'm being afraid of, and God said, if I'm for you, who against you?
Amen.
I don't find out when you please God, you got all on your side.
Amen.
I know it makes folks hot, but folks got to hear the truth.
Amen.
He's still over that woman. Whether you like it or not, he ain't changed.
Yes.
See, y'all just, see, a lot of times we just do what, look, men, they go get their hair fixed like women's.
All right.
That's sad, ain't it?
Yes.
Passing things all in their head and
yes.
Earrings all in their ear.
Yes.
Y'all think that cool, ain't getting no nothing for me.
Yes.
You don't hardly know who now. It's sad what's going on now. But folks don't care no more.
Amen.
Just the style. We don't let the world make no style for us. We set the style for the world.
Yes, sir.
And when you cut your hair, you telling God, I ain't thinking about your word. And they almost getting bald headed. They getting as low as my hair, boy.
Yeah.
And just shape it up all around like my hair.
You're right.
I don't know what's wrong with these. I'm talking about Christians.
Amen.
That's what your hair for. That's your glory. You're cutting your glory off.
Amen.
It said it right there. That's your glory. But no, you're fighting for authority.
Amen.
And that's what's wrong with so many families. They're fighting for authority.
Yes, sir. All right. Yes, sir.
Oh, how much. Fighting for authority. Everybody wants to be the big dog in the house.
Amen.
I ring if God tarried. If God tarried, I said, 25 more years, the bulldog could be fighting for it. Everybody. Everybody fighting for authority. And when God don't lay the plane just like I want it. But we just don't want to submit to God's way. That's our problem. And sometimes, now see, some men, listen to some women. Some men just don't take that stuff.
Amen.
His house is broke up because of God. Women said, God don't call me preach. They don't left. That means, you can't just go out when you want. I'm going to stay on that, because that's a big issue there, you know. And first thing, holler. See, now, if my wife was pastor here, and I got three little children, I got four children, and she's going to tell me, hey, honey, finish cooking and put a dive on the children. I got a deacon meal. What she look like having a deacon?
You're right.
I don't gave in to her. And God didn't want me to do that. But the problem is, the woman just got what the man loved. If anything. ain't anybody can lead a man from doing what God said do is a woman. The devil know that. I mean that, buddy. The devil know it. That's why he used women. He know, he craved for her. That's my other part. And he used women. Don't you let the devil use you. And that means a lot of them, hey, we'll give this little woman so fast.
Yes, sir.
So many pastors so shaken, scared. I mean that. I'm serious. See, God fights your battle when you stand up for him. They're so shaken. Well, soon the folk gonna leave, you know, get this thing going on. I don't care what going on. Do what Jesus said do. If you ain't got but 15 members, do what Jesus said do. That's what's wrong now. We get scared. We try to build up a membership our own way. You build it up on the truth and God will bless you then. You don't build no congregation or build up on lies. You ain't got a pack of lies in your church. God on the outside trying to get back in. You've got to tell folk the truth whether they like it or not. Yeah, that woman can get next to you right now. Hey, you got to pray hard because she's pretty. And if you don't pray hard, she'll have you every time. And the devil know it. God told Samson, I'm making you special, boy. Special. I'm going to have you special around here. I want you to defend Israel for me. Because I'm feeling like I ain't always messing with my folks. And I want you to. But that woman got it. She wore him down. He couldn't take it. When you started laying your head over in their lap. I ain't joking. I know I'm telling the truth. That's what God didn't make you for that. But you got to think now. You got to think. Okay? The woman is man's glory. If anything to get to a man is the woman. That's when he's giving in to her soul. That's when he's giving in. Cough. He know. Now watch this. Lord have mercy. Now, watch this. Now, just like a man, you get married with your wife. You married with your wife. That wife ain't thinking about you. You know, she knows she got you. She knows you got your mother. She ain't worried about you. She can outlast you, bro. She can outlast you, bro. You right now got hot, you know, got mad. I ain't gonna speak to her. Going out in the den all down there. She ain't worried about it. She up there watching this. She ain't worried about you. You stay down there about 2 days, you know, think you can hold out. No, <bro. laughs> After a while, 2 or 3 days, you going to walk up them steps, and you going to start a conversation. You can't out hold out. That's your glory. You'll walk up there, how old boy doing in school? You got to get something started here now. I want my baby now. See, I want my baby now. I know you. Hey, she ain't worried about you. She know it. And every man in here know what I'm talking about if you're not a homosexual. I know I'm kidding. You. I know I'm telling the truth. I know I'm telling the truth. You can't out laughing, buddy. You might as well forget it. So the devil knows that. And she used that, buddy. She'll put you in the doghouse in a minute. She will. But it's wrong for her to do it, but she'll do it. That's what she used. Sister Cook, just I'm on that. Just go to 1 Corinthians for me. 7th chapter. And start the first verse. Now, since I'm coming back at 1 Timothy. I ain't through with that yet, but First Corinthians 7th chapter. Start the first verse.
Now concerning the things whereof ye wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman.
Now, see, they wrote Paul. They were dealing with marriage and so forth. And things. See, he wanted to know from the preacher. You can't hear without who?
The preacher.
All right, then. Now, Paul writing up some things. Now, watch what he thought. Come on.
Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife. And let every woman have her own husband.
Now, singles, that where it hit you at. We talking about Christian families, right? Christians. Now, cause you singles, you still got to respect yourself.
Amen.
You just can't go out there and keep having sex.
Amen.
Amen. Oh yeah.
Amen.
See, folks think I'm saying I just have my way on. You've been bought with a price.
Amen.
To avoid it, so it must be wrong.
Yes, sir.
I can't find one. I can't help it. I can't help him get mad at me, but I'm just saying what the Bible says here. Ain't that folks tell y'all the truth?
Amen.
Now, because if you swing, you ain't got no right here to go in and fool yourself out there in the world out there, okay? I know it's rough sometimes. I know that. But I ain't gonna tell you no lie. I'm gonna tell you the truth.
Amen.
I know it's rough. I know you wanna come to keep it. I know that.
Amen.
I know you get lonely. I know that. But I can't do but tell you the truth.
Amen.
That means that to avoid fornication. Because it's wrong. It's a sin. Read on.
Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband.
All right. Do what?
Benevolence.
Let the wife render due benevolence unto who?
The husband.
And let the husband run what? Due benevolence
likewise.
To who? The wife. Y'all know what it is? Talking about sex. Sex. So you can't put him in a doghouse and leave him. Do benevolence. That's a command. It's to Christians. See, a lot of times we want to hold back. You made me mad. You might as well go and say, man. Things didn't go your way. But that's wrong. It's wrong. That's what the Bible got to straighten us out. It's wrong. Y'all not use that to do your husband like that. Because one time you may want him and can't get it. What you sow, you reap. That means Paul got it there.
Amen.
It must have was. He must have. Somebody must have wrote and told him, I can't have it. Y'all waste so much. You tired. Y'all waste all so much. You mad with me. So Paul said, now y'all got to do this thing right here.
Amen.
Watch this. Now keep on reading, sister. Watch this. I'm sure what happened to it when you start doing things like that. Come on.
Defraud ye not one the other.
Don't cheat one another. What are you on? You need your white, you know, red pen.
The wife.
Okay.
The wife has not power of her own body. But the husband.
Come on.
And likewise also the husband hath not power of his own body.
Y'all see that?
But the wife.
But the wife. Y'all see that? You ain't got power over your own body. I'm not talking about a man acting like a dog now. But you ain't got power over your own body. You can't make no woman, do these things. You can't make her do it, buddy. You see, a man, he feel like as long as he can get in the bed, he'll make it up. Yeah, I mean, I told you, leave your children at home now. Long as he, I don't care what he don't know, instead of saying, I'm sorry, he just feel like if I just get in the bed with her, I'll make it up. But that ain't it. See, she may go on and do it out of obligation, but ain't no feeling there.
Right. You are so right. Amen.
I know I'm telling the truth. You making her sick on your
stomach.
Amen. She said, I'll be glad when the nigga gets through.
Amen.
Huh? I'll be glad when he gets through. I know I'm telling the truth. You might as well get ready for it. You can't treat a woman like a dog and jump in the bed.
You're right.
Ain't no feeling that for. You got to love that woman. You got to hug her. You got to kiss. You got to treat her right. Don't treat her like a dog and then won't jump in the bed. One thing about a man, he never thinks I've got to go to my wife and beg her pardon. That's where you're not a man at. If you didn't treat her right, you fall to go and say, baby, forgive me. That go a long way. That'll make her want you. But when you treat her dirty, buddy, she's just doing it out of obligation. And that's what sometimes we feel like the bed always can make up. Sometimes folk treat one another bad, one couple, and it's one-sided, selfishness, and that person know you ain't treating them right. They know you're not treating them right. They'll go on being a Christian, trying to do their best to stay there. But what happened, they know you owe them a apology, but you won't do it. They go on out of obligation, they do their job like they're supposed to do, and what happened, but things build up in them.
Amen.
Resentment, I hate to see him, I hate to see it. It's still building up.
Amen.
And it keep on building up, then hate and strife comes in.
Yeah.
It's still there. Coffee hadn't come, what? I'm sorry. Read on. Well, my time already gone.
Defraud ye not one the other.
Okay.
Except it be with consent for a time.
What time?
That ye may give yourselves to fasting and prayer and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your incontinency.
Okay, watch this. Now, if you can't do that, if you fasting, you don't go around the street hard and I'm fasting, but you supposed to let your mate know that you're fasting. When you fast and you don't have sex.
Amen.
Right.
You don't have sex when a wife fasts and you don't have sex.
Amen.
When a husband fasts and you don't have sex. That's for the whole fasting.
Amen.
You're supposed to let them know. Don't say, don't be bringing excuses. Just tell them I'm fasting, honey. You know, and don't be fasting on weak too easy. I know folks. I know folks. I mean that. I'm just being honest with you. I'm just being fair with you.
Amen.
I'm just trying to help some of you out. That's all.
Amen.
See now, if you don't tell him, he gonna get mad. She gonna get mad.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, the devil know it.
Mm-hmm.
And that woman he been ducking for months, for years. The devil gonna pop her up. Coincidence at the store, at the service station.
Amen.
I'm feeling you.
Right.
That reason Paul just said a name in there. Don't defraud one another, except for fasting. That's what he's trying to tell you. They get mad. Anytime that you want to have sex with your mate and you feel like they didn't treat you right, you get mad with them.
Amen.
And if you don't watch yourself, the devil tip you every time.
Amen.
That's what he said right there. And that woman you've been ducking, or that man you've been hollering at you in the office. You ain't think about you, Nick. Go on. I ain't thinking about you. No, you ain't think about it. But now you don't got a heart. You go on to the grocery store, and the devil called that scoundrel. He wasn't finna get up. The devil to get up and go to the store. He went up and went to the store and ran right up on you. You're already mad with him.
Yes, sir.
What you doing here, baby? I just come to the store now. But you gonna sell it to him. Need a conversation now. Because you add him, I add her. See. That's how it started.
Amen.
That's how it starts a lot of time. So do you? It told you that, didn't it? I'm not off the woods, y'all.
Right.
I'm not reading out a Playboy book. It's right there.
You're right.
Sometimes we get in church and feel like we're not saying anything. It's that in the Bible.
Amen.
It's trying to teach you. That's when you need to know these things. And the pastor's supposed to teach you.
Amen.
So if they're right there, tearing up homes. And that's what you come here for. I need some instruction.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help some of you.
Thank you, man, brother.
So don't be looking at me funny. I'm trying to help some of you. So now the Bible said we ought to do these things. Well, you can keep your make. Oh, that must say. Okay, now go on. Let's leave it. Come on, let's go somewhere. I'm going to let y'all go. Give me 10 minutes. Okay. Give me 10 minutes. I'm got to get Timothy. Give me Timothy. Break Timothy to 11 through the 14. Got to get these things. Got to get these things, y'all. Got to get these things. Got to get these things. I'm dealing with the word. That means the Lord told me to put it on 4 nights or 5 nights because I don't want to be in no hurry over the pulpit where I can talk about everything, what I need to talk about. What I need to talk about to help somebody. Everybody got it? Come on, read it.
Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. For Adam was first formed, and then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression.
Y'all see that? Adam wasn't deceived. Adam didn't, Satan didn't fool the man. Satan fooled the woman. Because he knew the woman would get next to Adam.
Yes, sir.
And we're trying to fix it all kinds of ways. How Adam, you know, bit off the fruit and was that there. He bit off it because the woman brought it there.
Yes, sir. Right.
Y'all know, you know, women's good at cooking things. And we don't know what they're cooking. I don't told my wife. Sometimes she has, she knows she don't cook like she used to wear back there, but she cooks and she do cook a lot of new stuff, you know. Now, what is this? Just go eat in the hush. Where did this come from, Eve? Go on with it. It's good.
Yes, sir.
Notice he bit off the apple. or whatever it was. Hey, didn't nothing happen until he bit off himself. She could eat the whole tree. What nothing gonna happen because God what put the authority in the man's hand.
Amen.
Talking about authority. Don't usher your authority over who? The man. It's there right there. Now what God gonna tell us to do it then? And when I get here, the woman sitting over the pulpit. I just told my wife to sit down, come up here. Now she telling me to sit down. God ain't going against his word. Y'all missing the authority. And if you just stay in your place, God knows God will bless your life.
Amen.
Told him, be silent, woman. Then he said, be silent. See, women love to talk. Women love to fuss. Women, see, man and woman made a little different in a sense when it come down to things like that. See, she loved to talk. If you want to get next to a man, make him sick on the stomach, keep on nagging. Keep on nagging. Just nag, 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 nag. That's making him sick. That's making him rebel against you. If you just be silent. And Peter said the same thing. Hush, I'm talking so much. I said, but y'all mean that. You better listen to this little preacher. You see, be silent. I told y'all women, y'all think I be trying to mess y'all up. I be trying to help y'all.
Amen.
God knows I'm trying to help you. But you think I be against you? I'm not against you. I just tell you what Jesus said. Call him a man. I told y'all, I said, I'm a man. All right? I know some characteristic of a man if I'm a man. I told y'all how to get him. The Bible said the same thing. If you just hush and be quiet sometimes and let God have him, you'll lead him to hell if you want to. I'm serious. You make him hot. Now, you already come in late and he waiting on you. He already getting set for you. He said, I know you don't do but fuck him. He already know that. If you just don't say nothing to him, y'all think I'm joking. If you're going to stay there, do it God way.
Amen.
If you're going to stay there.
Amen.
If he ain't coming in like he's supposed to, don't say one word to him.
Amen.
If you say something, say, baby, you want me to get you a cocoa? You'll kill him. You think I'm joking? I know that sounds funny, but I'm trying to help you.
Amen.
You'll kill him.
Amen.
He already looking for you to fuss.
Amen. Well,
you can't hold out if you just put him in the hands of the Lord. And if you're in the bed, just don't stay in the bed. Don't wake up in the morning, have his breakfast hot for him. I'm telling you now. But no, y'all think we're trying to mess you up. Watch this now. Watch this now. I'm not through with that. Watch this. See, if he may do it one, two nights. You ain't said nothing. One, two. I guarantee you, after a while, he's going to ease next to you. And he said, I know you ain't saying nothing. I know I'm telling the truth. See, he already, he ain't threw out you on it. He want an excuse when you fuss. That's his excuse. Don't y'all tell him, man, that I told y'all this. I'm trying to help you. 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 I'm telling you now. He gonna wonder what's going on here. She ain't saying nothing. You just tell him, oh, if I don't put that in the hands of the Lord.
Amen.
Hey, something happening here now. I mean it. Don't say one word. I put that in. You want some more coke?
He's scared of drinking.
I tell you, watch this now. See, when you act like that, he know he in the hands of the Lord. When he meet that other daughter out there, he gonna be scared. I'm telling you now. He may kiss her, but he ain't gonna enjoy it. Cause it's in his mind. God dealing with him now. It's wide to death. Where you can stay after 1 o'clock, he'll start coming at 10. He's getting shaky. You ain't saying nothing. Because you're in the hands of the Lord. That's how you win a man.
Amen.
Not fussing. That's all he wants you to hear. That's give him an excuse to go right back.
Amen.
I dare you to do it. Some women come to me. I told them, I know how to get it now. If you'll stay with me, yeah, Rem, I'm planning on. I say it's long suffering, baby. I also don't know when, but you just do what the Bible said. The Bible got it right there in 1 Peter 3.
Yeah, yeah.
How to win an unbelieving husband. To keep your mouth and win him through the inside and not the outside. Putting on that rouge, putting on powder, fixing your hair, ain't gonna win it. You got to be quiet and do your work. That's what the Bible said right there. Beauty don't last long. That don't hold no man. Because you beauty. Because you have, that don't hold no woman. No, sir. The inside. That God had him. He'll fight your battle for you. Come on, sister. Let me read one more. Go get a Titus something right quick. I'm going to let y'all go now. Titus 2, 1 through 5. Now watch this now. Folks think being a housewife is disgrace. God set you up for a housewife.
Amen.
That's an honor, but y'all didn't know that.
Amen.
And folks on television make it think it look a disgrace.
Amen.
The devil messing y'all up and y'all don't know it. If you got a husband willing to take care of you at home, keep yourself at home and take care of your family. That ain't no disgrace. That's an honor. If you're able to take care of your wife, hey, don't stay at home. Let them folks talk all they want. Keep yourself at home. And thank God you got somebody to take care of you at home. That ain't no disgrace. That's an honor before God. God's way and not man's way. We got to go God's way and let man's way go on. Read on, sister.
But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine.
Lord have mercy.
That the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. That they may teach the young women to be sober.
Watch.
To love their husbands.
To love what?
Their husbands.
See, old women ought to try to teach these young women to love their husbands.
Right.
Didn't the Bible say it right there?
Yeah.
The Bible said it. Read on.
To love their children.
To love the children.
To be discreet, chaste, keepers at home.
Keep it well. Keep it well.
At home.
Not in the mall, but well.
At home.
At home.
Yeah.
It ain't no sin to be at home, woman.
Yeah.
That's an honor you can stay at home. You better thank God you can stay at home.
Yeah.
And watch this. You know, some women speakers get up on Sunday, you know, you get women speakers, you know. Guess what they get up and say? Guess where they go and some bring messages from? Proverbs 31. Talking about a virgin woman. Don't you?
Yeah.
Notice now the characteristics of a virgin woman. They said she stayed in the mall.
That's right.
Stayed in the streets.
That's right.
But at home.
That's right.
Huh. At home. Home. If you can stay at home, I know things cost so much to take both of your work down, but brother, those who are at home, don't you let them TV talk shows mess you up. Don't you let your buddy mess you up. Because she's getting jealous. She wish she was at home. Your husband taking care of you. You riding around. I'm going to get out. Get out for what? Somebody got to raise the children. That's what you for to help raise the children. Can't nobody beat a woman raising children. That's when that child clings to that mother's soul. It's been in her stomach 9 months.
Yeah.
That's when God said, I'm going to let her carry the child because she's going to be at home.
That's right. Amen.
I don't care how a child say, I love daddy, hit mama.
Yeah.
Every time daddy get ready to leave, oh, I'm going with you, daddy. Why, dad, him and his mama. He ain't thinking about dad no more. He go always help mama. Them football players, they don't say, hi, dad, hi, mom. She been there 9 months. He been there 9 months. She used to take care of the child.
Amen.
At home.
Amen.
At home. Okay, I'm not trying about it all now. I get First Peter. I'm gonna get First Peter. I get that next week. I get that Friday. Those who want to come Friday. Cause curing gonna be tomorrow night. Hallelujah. I need to bring that out. See, I may just miss it, but I need to bring that out. It's talking about how you can win your husband, an unbelieving husband. And that 7th verse in 1 Peter 3, it's going to tell you, that 7th verse, it's going to tell you, now if you don't treat your husband right, you don't treat your wife right, it's hinder your prayer.
Amen.
You ain't treating your, if Deacon ain't treating his wife right, he can come pray all he wants. Oh, Lord. Oh, God said, I hope he shut his mouth.
Amen.
That's what the Bible says. It's him or your prayer.
Amen.
If you ain't treating your husband right, it's him or your prayer.
Amen.
I don't care how I preach. If I'm not treating my husband right, God said, you might well shut your mouth, bro.
Amen.
Talking to him. It's him or your prayer. God put authority, and this is what happened to y'all. It's happening because, number one, we fight over authority. Somebody got to be in head, and God is the only God.
Amen.
Now, just before everybody in here, everybody do what they want. There'll be a mess in here.
Yes,
God put somebody over this church. Holy Ghost lead me. I'm the pastor.
Hallelujah. That's right. That's true, right?
You ain't saw no two kings on the throne nowhere.
Amen.
Two heads, somebody look crazy anyway. That means when you get together, one head. That means a man is the head of the woman.
Amen.
So you win your unbelieving. He said unbelieving too. Didn't he say that? Ain't no bony in unbelieving. You mad at him, didn't you? I got the wrong one. Oh, well, you mad at him. You got stuck with him, baby. All right, okay. All time wasted. I still love y'all. Still love you. God knows I do. I love you now, but I can't play with you. Y'all know I've been here 19 years just about. I don't play preaching. Y'all know that.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you the truth. I told y'all when we get to heaven, I don't want you to tell. He didn't tell me, huh? I told you, boy. I mean that. Please take what I said, women. I know you suffer more than the men just about. I know that. Take what I said. Go and take it. You know, a fella may be doing, maybe treating you just right, but you can take some of the things. Do what I, hush. Be quiet a little bit. Because he can't stand it. The Bible talk about two times in the Bible, probably, to hire a brawling woman. A contention woman. A man rather be on a housetop in a little tent than to be in a great big castle with her. Y'all see, that mean the Bible in three times in New Testament tell you, hush, be silent, be quiet. Let your conversation be a good conversation towards him.